Have you ever been with someone when they've taken their last breath? Some say that when a person takes their last breath, their whole life is shown before them. Today we encounter Jesus on the cross. He's been betrayed by a close friend, denied by another, wrongly convicted, and mercilessly beaten. Now he's on the cross, perhaps watching the highlight reel of his life. Jesus barely clinging to life, and he's still pushing himself up against the old rugged cross to breathe, and then he is slumping back down, hanging from the iron nails of the cross. Up and down. And down. The wood that makes up the cross is being saturated with the precious, sacred blood of Jesus. The pain must have been excruciating by now. A criminal interrupts this, however, with a, "Hey," as if this is the time to be asking Jesus some questions. "Hey, so you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." Jesus on the cross, the only sinless person that has ever lived, is busy atoning for the sins of all humanity. He's pretty busy right now. Have you ever been in your own deep struggle? Have you ever been at the worst time of your life and have someone start going on about their own struggles? Jesus is confronted by a criminal that is demanding Jesus to be concerned about what is going to be happening to him. Has anyone ever been unreasonable with your wounds? Have they expected more from you than you could give in the moment? As Jesus is still dealing with the mocking of the criminal on one side, the other criminal pipes up and addresses the first criminal. "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our sins, but this man has done nothing wrong." Jesus on the cross. He's working hard, fulfilling the reason he was born. Then someone throws in the option of taking the easy way out. Jesus has the option to give up in the middle of his struggle. Giving up in the middle of the struggle is very tempting when we lose sight of our calling. Yes, you believe resurrection is on the other side of this current struggle. Yet you are tested to give up right now, to take the easy way, to the way of less resistance, and just demand for Jesus to save me from my struggle. Even if it misses out, if I miss out on journeying with Jesus where he has taken me. Save me because I trust in my own feelings more than I trust in Jesus to bring me to a far better place. Save me. Many of us here are influencers, and that's the incredible thing about being an influencer. If you give up, you influence others to give up also. Then the criminal said, "Jesus, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." I assure you today, you will be with me in paradise. What if before Jesus' work was done on earth, he just had to meet this one criminal on the cross? What if in order to meet that criminal, Jesus had to look like a criminal? Yes, Jesus is full of signs and wonders, But what if he had to encounter just one more soul? Would we be willing to be beaten, humiliated, and killed for just one seemingly unworthy person? Jesus is the most forsaken when he is fulfilling his calling. So even when, especially when, we are going through our deepest struggle, we need to remember that we are still God's chosen. And we are still on the course to fulfill the calling he has on our life. Jesus went through the suffering. Jesus went to the cross and suffered tremendously in order to provide for each of us a pathway of ultimate relationship with God Almighty. On one side of Jesus, we have a criminal that demands for Jesus to remove these hard circumstances and prove who he is by removing the struggle. On the other side is the criminal that knows that his only hope is stay close to Jesus. He has no credibility on his own. Maybe the second criminal was a good guy. Or maybe his upbringing forced him into a life of crime. It doesn't matter. He knows that the only hope he has is not his life of merit. The only hope he has is if Jesus, in his immeasurable grace, will remember him. Remember him, not merely his acts of religiosity or sinfulness. If the nails weren't holding him up, the criminal would be laying prostrate before Jesus and saying, "Remember me." Do you ever get the impression that God might be too busy for you? There's a lot of global tension going on that God is addressing. There are over 8 billion people on this planet, and this is just one planet on a massive universe. Maybe God is a little preoccupied to remember you. He's kind of busy. No, my friend, when we call out to Jesus, "Remember me," he does. He doesn't remember us because he's so impressed with all the badges we've earned in life. He doesn't remember you because you are the one that exhausts his patience. He remembers you because he went to the cross so that you would know that you are forgiven. He remembers you because he went to the cross to conquer evil. He remembers you because he went to the cross to reveal that he loves you. You see, sometimes we need to decide whether to demand Jesus to save me from this current struggle or remember me with his grace. Save me means remove my pain. Remember me says that even if this pain doesn't go away, even if nothing ever changes, even if I'm never in that lane of life that seemingly has no roadblocks, even if I never have that body image that I think is going to give me the perfect confidence, even if this horrible terminal illness never leaves me, remember me, Jesus, in your grace. I happen to be crazy enough to believe that when we see Jesus on the cross die, it's so that we would truly live. That Jesus died while saving souls. Jesus looked in one direction and saw the criminal trying to find an escape clause. Then Jesus looked to the other side and saw the criminal that simply said, "Remember me." Maybe you can relate to Jesus. Every once in a while, I would like life to just take a day off. Maybe not even for the full 24 hours, maybe just for 12 hours. Could things just be a little more peaceful? Could things not be so stressful? Just 12 hours. Just 12 hours where I don't need to be on. Then I see Jesus on the cross. His freedom to just be able to die on the cross was interrupted because he was chosen. With the call came the opportunity to remember the criminal. When Jesus hears your voice, which criminal is he hearing? Does he hear you say, I'm going to make a deal with you so that we can be saved from this struggle I'm going through? Or does he hear you say, just remember me. Remember me in the midst of my struggle. Remember me. This morning we observe Good Friday. And what's so good about Good Friday? What's so good about being humiliated, forsaken, and chosen all at the same time? What's so good is the cross. The cross is where we come to for grace. Not just once, not just twice, not just three times, but we just keep coming back. And we say, Jesus, remember me. And we trust his grace. We come to Jesus and pray, remember me. And then we remember the deep, deep love of the Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful that we can come to you and just say, remember me. Remember me in my struggle. But I want to journey with you, Jesus. So we fall and receive your grace so that we can stand and truly live. We thank you, Father, for the deep love that you pour out to us. We are grateful. Amen.